since very few people have the district maps memorized, could you start by mentioning some of the communities included in the district? And you've been in rural Colorado since the 1970s. What's your personal connection to our region?
Right. Well, thanks. I'm really happy to be here, Gavin. So thanks for providing this time for me to talk with you. Senate District 8, as of reapportionment in 2011, is seven full counties in northwest Colorado. Garfield County and all the communities in Garfield County are the largest county in the district. It's twice as large as Summit, which is the second largest where I live. And then Route, Grand, Rio Blanco, Moffitt, Jackson counties make up the rest of the district. I tell people it runs from Breckenridge north to Wyoming and west to Utah. It skips over Eagle County, but covers a very large block in northwest Colorado. And I have lived in rural Colorado since 1977, been involved in politics really since that time, both as a citizen and advocate on environmental issues. It also ran for the city council in Canyon City when I lived there, and served for 2 4-year terms on the city council in the 80s, early 90s, and so have just always been connected to rural issues in Colorado.
So tell us a bit more about yourself. You've got quite a packed resume.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm old enough to say that it would take too long to go over everything, but I will say that my longest career was in child protection, child welfare, foster care, adoption, worked at both the county level and state level in that, but I've also worked for the court system, for a police department. I've worked for several nonprofits, worked for a chamber of commerce in Summit County for a couple of years, served as legislative affairs coordinator of a local council in Summit County on legislative affairs through the Summit Chamber, did that for 5 years, bringing speakers in on that. Done a lot of things work-wise that relate to public policy, and then also just as a citizen. And I have a master's degree in public administration with an emphasis in environmental management. So that's kept me connected to environmental issues for decades.
So why do you want to be in the Colorado General Assembly?
Oh, you know, it's been a long-term goal of mine, although I think I look at it more realistically now than maybe I did 10, 15, 20 years ago. But I've always felt like I could make a change there. And now that I've lived in rural Colorado since the late 70s, I've really seen how important it is for rural Colorado and specifically Western Slope counties to have a stronger voice in the legislature. We're never going to have the population that the Front Range has, so we don't have the political power that they have. So we know in rural Colorado and here on the Western Slope, to protect our water and our clean air and so forth, we have to have strong voices there in the legislature who are able to work across the partisan aisle and get things done for our folks.
Health coverage is expensive now, and at the end of the year, we'll have even fewer options with costs continuing to go up. What would you do if you were in the state Senate next year to address this?
Well, first, we'll see what happens with Amendment 69 on the ballot. You know, I've heard things both ways on that. I think there's a lot of support for that because people are so concerned about those high costs, and particularly the northwest part of Colorado has the highest health insurance costs in the nation, is what I've heard. And so we hear a lot about that talking to voters. So first, we'll look and see, did that amendment pass or not? If it passes, then it's going to be a lot of work over a period of years to implement it. If it doesn't pass, then I think we have to get to work right away and figure out what we can do at the state level. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know what the solution is. And maybe we'll end up with some kind of a dual system of health care in the state so that we have more community access to health care, more low cost or affordable access to health care. We have to do something, particularly in rural Colorado. I hear not only about the high rates for health insurance, but also about lack of access in some of the smaller towns. So we've got to get to work on that day one and solve some of those issues.
Talk about your position on climate change. What do you think about local control related to fracking and clean water, for example?
Oh, wow. You ask big questions. Climate change. I teach a class in Colorado at Colorado Mountain College in Breckenridge in their sustainability program, and it's on leadership, ethics, and social responsibility. And one of the areas we cover is climate change. I also have a week that we talk about fracking issues. You know, I'm very science oriented. I think we have some wonderful science that's been done and continues to be done showing that we are in the middle of a relatively rapid change in our climate, and we really need to address those chief human sources of problems that are leading to that. So we really have to take a close look at what we can do differently, and I think we're making progress in Colorado, need to do much more. The fracking issue is a difficult one. You know, this is a very diverse district that I'm running in, so people are very concerned about losing fossil fuels jobs in the district. But at the same time, I've met with and talked with people who live in Battlement Mesa, for example, who are seeing gas drilling up close in their rural residential area, their planned unit development. And so we have to work to find better balance between residential use of land and energy development and create a better level playing field and make sure that we don't create winners and losers in the process.
Do you support the privatization of public lands?
Not at all. I read recently that Senate District 8, this 7-county district, has more public lands acreage than any other state Senate district in the state. And so it's a huge concern. People recognize, I think for the most part in this district, that those public lands are a source of our tourism industry in this part of the state. It provides access to not only tourists, but local residents for all kinds of outdoor recreation and fishing and hunting. We certainly always need to look at how we do a better job at federally and at the state level to preserve and protect those public lands and to manage them for multiple uses. But I would not want to see those lands turned over to states or to private interests.